Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I thought everyone knew who the Jonas Brothers were, but that's clearly not the case for the people in the circle. We're talking episodes 3 through 7 right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with another The Circle After Show. I'm your host, Carla, and I'm joined by my full panel tonight. I love it. To my left, I have Ricky.
Yep.
And I also have James. Welcome.
Hello, everybody out there.
This is, I feel like, a juicy couple of episodes. I'm so excited to dive into them. We have a special segment for all of you, some news and gossip. But before we do all of that, what are some of your overall thoughts, everyone?
Love it. I'm a fan, again. I'm kind of obsessed with the show. I don't know what reality TV is doing to me, but it's drawn me in, and I'm stuck to this like glue.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm not a massive reality TV show fan, but this show in particular has really drawn me in. I think it's the psychology and the social media aspect of it that's really keeping my attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was telling Ricky earlier, it's made me reevaluate what I say to people online, how I text people and reading emails. I'm like, oh, what are they going to think about this if I said it this way? So yeah, it's had quite an impact on me. So
I originally wasn't the biggest fan. After episode 2, I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And now I'm obsessed with Joey. I thought he was the most obnoxious person at first, but now I'm obsessed with
you
him.
You see?
He's everything.
You wanted to write him off after the first episode.
I know. I'm supposed to not be judging people.
Yeah.
And here I am doing that, but no, he's amazing. Let's just jump right into all these 5 episodes. There's so many.
Yeah.
So Antonio leaves the circle. Are we surprised by that?
I was, when it happened, I was actually surprised. I thought Antonio, his game plan and his strategy went pretty well. I was a little bit upset to see him go because I kind of liked his vibe. But yeah, I mean, it's hard being on the other end of the screen, right? Because you don't really know who's who, what someone is saying. Is it true? Is it really them? So yeah, I was a little bit bummed.
Yeah, I have to agree. I was bummed to see Antonio go. He was one of the more genuine people, I feel like, that we encountered. And the fact that he was a basketball player, I think, was pretty cool. He needed to step his game up with flirting with Mercedes. I think he did a bad job with that. But aside from that, I think he was pretty cool. But I was sad to see him go.
I was actually not surprised, just because I feel like he came on too strong.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't want it. You brought up a good point. You're like, you can't be at the top right at the beginning, because that's who people are going to want to kick off.
They're going to come after you.
And that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
It's like everyone knew he was hot. I forgot how to spell today. I think he played his cards wrong.
Wait a minute, you're spelling what? Because I'm so confused.
Crazy shit. Am I allowed to say that?
Did you just curse? Oh my god.
That's okay. We won't block you. We won't block you.
Please don't. I want to be a part of the circle.
So you're hot. So you're saying he's hot as shit.
There you go. You spelled it perfectly for me. Thank
god,
you.
You're welcome.
So then after he leaves, we lose Mercedes.
Yeah.
I was not surprised by that.
Agreed.
She played herself. You cannot be posting pictures with too many filters. These are just rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're on Instagram, you're posting a picture with too many filters, I'm questioning.
Always questioning. Because it's like, what are you hiding? Not only appearance-wise, but is that really you?
Yeah.
But there are real people who do post 10 filters on one photo on top of the 7
of
layers of makeup. And I'm just like, what is going on? Just like I told you.
Yeah, so you love a natural
Let
girl.
Us see who you really are.
Is that too much to
is
ask?
Is that too much Come to on. Ask? I don't think so.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. I wasn't really shocked to see Mercedes go. I think you described it best. Girl, you played yourself.
You
played yourself. I feel like in looking at her picture, she looked like a B-I-T-C-H. She was very
stuck up.
She just had that air to her. I almost questioned Karen's choice of why she chose Mercedes as her like as her avatar, because it's like I felt like there were so many other beautiful girls who seemed to be a bit more approachable, and Mercedes to me didn't like exude that. So I wasn't really shocked to see her go.
I think this is a pretty cool. That's the word I'm looking for. So the picture that Karen chose to how Karen feels about herself and her game plan, I feel like go hand in hand.
Correlation.
Thank you. Because you have Karen who's, I think, was afraid to show who she really was or is because she was afraid of being judged as being a gay female who was over. Who has heftier
plus size
model. But then her image of something of a person who may look good is someone like this other girl who's caked up, filter on filter. Like she didn't pick like an all natural beauty picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I think. Us as human beings, everything that we do, you know, it's signs of how we really see ourselves.
Yeah.
So I feel like if she actually was her, that's how she would look. Hmm. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
Am I making sense? Because I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just making sure that I'm actually saying it.
It took a while to get there, but
we're on the path, man.
Okay. And believe me, please, if you don't understand, be like, yo, what are you talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. No, I agree. I agree with you.
I think if Karen would have just... Maybe let's say kept Mercedes and her pictures, maybe chosen different ones, but just used like her natural personality, it would have been enough.
Yeah.
She's funny.
She was a dope person.
She's mad dope. Yeah.
She's super dope. Yeah. So I was like, that would have been like enough. I hate that she didn't feel comfortable to just kind of be herself.
Yeah.
I wish there was like one, other than Shuby, obviously, one Shubes. Girl who just felt comfortable just like being herself, like not needing to be perfect or sexy or this or that, just like a normal girl.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not all women feel the need to be sexy and perfect and flawless.
And sexy and perfect is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. Yes. I love that. Yes.
Let's give him applause for that. Yay.
It's really not skinny, fat, tall, thin, short. It's really not. It's like I've seen such odd couples that I'm just like, wow. Like, they think each other are beautiful, and that's a beautiful thing. Like, it's not what society pings people of being, quote-unquote, beautiful.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with you. Well, we have those two members leaving. We have Miranda, who joins the crew. How do you guys feel about new people joining randomly? Because I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Why? I think it's so cool.
I'm with Carla. I'm not a big fan of it either.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I don't think they stand a chance. Is
that's
the problem.
That's exactly
you're
my thought.
You're coming into... It's like walking into a group of people who've known each other since elementary school.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be, like, friends with them. You know, they have a bond you really can't, like, get into. It takes time.
But how good are you then? How good can you fit in the circle? These producers are not stupid. They built, they created a very good show. They had this idea and I loved it because it keeps the cast members that were from the beginning on the tips of their toes.
Yeah. It so does like, make for great TV.
It makes for great
for sure,
TV.
For sure.
I mean,
yeah, I agree.
But think about it. You're in the circle. It's the same five, eight people every single day. One person leaves, boom, another one's in. This is interesting. Let's get to know this other person. I think it's a disadvantage for the person that's coming in, but it makes it more interesting.
Do you guys think she stood a chance?
No. Not because she came in late. I just didn't think that she... I don't think she was giving enough. I don't think that she was... her personality... I honestly feel like she was casted to be in the show to just move the show along.
I agree. I feel like she came in and was an added love interest.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the role that she played. She was very, very flirty with everybody.
Yeah.
So I think she came in and it was
that
her...
is true.
That was her MO, was like, okay, I'm playing the role, or maybe not a role, but like I'm playing the part of being the flirtatious girl who will flirt with everybody and kind of be like the new, like fresh breeze to come in and like lighten things up. And I think she played that role well, but I agree. I think that bringing in new characters or new contestants, it can be good, but I also agree with you, Ricky, in that it gives a different perspective on certain situations that if you were already in the circle, you may not have realized yet. Having that new set of eyes to be like, wait a second. why is everybody on this person's side? And I think the new set of eyes can really open up other people's eyes into things they didn't see before.
And call like people that. Out that they feel are fake.
Yeah.
But that's what's hard. I feel like she did that with Sammy when she was like, I think Sammy's a catfish.
Yeah.
Imagine the new person coming into the circle and kind of coming at you and just like, listen, girl, like, who are you?
Yeah.
She didn't like that.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was a bit aggressive. I thought it was a strange first move.
I know.
Because you think about, like, to use your example of like being a physical circle of friends. Imagine some random person walking to your circle and be like, yo, I don't believe you. You look broke. I'm like, get out of here.
My
what are
circle
you doing?
Would come after yep, you.
Right? So I agree. I think it was a bit like, a little bit much to be come out the claws out and be like, Sammy, you're a catfish. I'm like, girl, chill. Like, have a full 24 hours here.
Chill,
girl, chill. Go to sleep first. chill.
No, I agree, but she, like, I don't think she did much either, but she definitely left with a bang.
Oh, for sure.
I was like, that is, I did not expect that at all.
No idea.
No.
I knew Joey was going to make out with someone. He had to. How could he not?
I didn't see that happening. I didn't see any cast member make out, do anything sexually with any members because they were all by themselves.
But Joey was flirting with everyone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I was like, something has to come out of this. Like, and I feel like every good show has a love interest. It just is what it is.
You gotta have that.
And I thought it was cute when they were just like, when we get out of here, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. Saving that.
Don't, no spoiler alert.
I know, Jesus.
Bite that tongue.
So I thought it was cute, and he was like, let's go on a date, and he was being like a gentleman, and he's like, can I kiss you?
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
That was good. That was
he
nice.
He asked her for permission to kiss her instead of just going in
be.
For the kill. Absolutely.
Chivalry.
Absolutely.
Chivalry.
I thought she was going to maybe save it for later. I don't know, but she totally went for it. They went for it.
I was shocked, and that was like a long, like a kiss. That was a kiss.
They all, like, look at his
chin.
I was like on the bottom of like her chin.
I'm like, what is the rating for this show? Is it TVMA? What is going on?
That grab alone says it all. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're going to get to business after that date.
Either.
That is crazy. Well, I loved it. I necessarily didn't see her being his type, but I mean, that's cool.
I mean, every girl that's been on the show that's been gorgeous has been Joey's type.
Like, he's a good,
Joey
he's
likes
good
it
words.
All.
Yeah.
He's good with his words.
He is. He's charming. Another new player we saw in these couple of episodes is Adam. What did you think about him?
So annoying.
His outfits.
His outfits bothered me. I thought, I don't know. There was just something about him that I was just... I don't know if it's, and the only people I really did not like that were catfishing, except for Karen, I just couldn't stand them. I just hate people that are not comfortable with being who they are and getting people to like them or not by who they are. And all the catfish really bothered me.
I think that for the reason, I like Adam, I will say. I like.
You do?
I do. Towards the end of the season, he did start to warm up to me because he started talking about his wife and like you know everything like
his
that.
His cats.
I forgot about that. Never mind. I don't like you anymore. Just kidding. No, but one of the things that stood out to me with Adam was like the reasoning why he catfished. There was really no reason. Like, if you think about Karen, she had like a real like. I wanted to shed light into the fact that you know people judge people by their looks, what have you, but. Adam was just like, oh, I chose, I think his name is Alex is the actual person.
Yeah,
Alex, Alex was like, oh, I chose Adam because he's hot. I'm like, you don't have any other reason? Like, that's all.
He basically didn't believe in himself.
Yeah.
He was like,
I just, I don't know. That rubbed me the wrong way because he could have like had this profound reason of like social justice or like, you know, body empowerment or something like that.
Yeah.
But he was just like, oh yeah, I picked this guy because he was hot and I want to win. I was like, all right, I guess.
And he's a pretty cool dude, too.
He's dope. He's cool.
Like, he seems really sweet and, like, not afraid to just say things that come to his mind. He didn't need... Some of the people that catfished didn't need to catfish.
They really didn't.
I felt that way about him. I noticed that when he was himself, people liked
him
more.
Yeah.
I was... Because that's when Joy warmed up to him. They had, like, a moment, and he's like, oh, I like him now.
Yeah.
But it took a minute because... Joey really likes someone else off the bat. We're not going there yet. but he didn't care for Adam right away. I feel like he caught the vibe.
Can we talk about... I feel like we'd be remiss not to bring this up in talking about Adam/Alex. Can we talk about his goddamn style?
Oh my God.
I'm so glad you both reacted like that. I was like, I hope they don't agree that they like his style. I'm like, bro, what are you wearing?
He's a damn hippie at freaking Woodstock.
Like, what are you wearing? The overalls and like the crazy
tie-dye with the socks like, and those freaking flip flops. The leather freaking what the
Birkenstocks.
The Birkenstocks.
I'm not here for those either.
I hate them.
For those of us who can't see, that are listening, I'm doing a massive eye roll right now. Like, I cannot with his fashion. I was like, bro, what are you wearing? Yeah. You're on TV.
That's his style, though. That's crazy.
To me, it's like one thing. Like, if you want to be comfortable, cool. You know, I'm all for that.
Right.
But like, at least match.
Like, or he was something. Wearing like. Space patterns with like polka dots. I'm like, bro, I'll get it together.
See, I feel like people would have liked that though.
See, that could have been his like his shtick,
his like ability.
Yeah,
yeah. And he just
but the non-threadingness. Like everyone feels like they have to be hot in order for people to like you. But when you're with other guys, and let's say you are the quote unquote hottest guy, you're a target.
Yeah.
I deal with this in real life.
Are you the hottest guy?
I have no guy friends. I have no guy friends that I hang out with because I cannot get along with guys. And it's not me. It's they like close me off. And I'm like nice. I'm like, I compliment like everyone. I'm sweet to people. I compliment people. Like,
is that an approachable face, everyone?
Or a catfish.
That's definitely
that's a catfish.
But I'm just like, come on. Like, I'm so... I wouldn't have chosen that as my profile picture. Because that's pretty edgy. But, you know, I'm just like, damn. Like, why can't people just like me for me? And I'm...
Damn, do you want to be on the show?
I was actually since you brought this up, I'm gonna be really fast.
Wow, look at that face!
But then the model picture pose, right? Yeah. Like I wouldn't be like staring at you, like you'd be like, "What the hell is this guy looking at?"
Yeah, that would not be like we're not friends anymore.
Exactly.
So like, you're weird.
I'm gonna make a long story short, but I was actually in the finals to be casted onto this show, and it was actually I didn't know who the other guy was, so my producers. Who casted me said that there's another Italian guy that's just like
me. Oh, is that crazy?
But a Guido. And
no
I said,
way.
There's another guy that's just like me and a Guido. I'm like, okay, perfect. I got this because I'm not a Guido. I'm completely different. I'm like, you're not traditional New York Italian guy. And I was like, I got this in the bag. And then when they didn't pick me and they picked Joey, I said, son of a bitch. I said, this is the guy that they picked. I was like, well, he's good.
Did you know along the way, like along the audition process, that you were up against Joey at all? Or you just assumed you didn't know who the other person
was? I was isolated. I was in a room for 2 days.
Wow.
All by myself, kind of like the show. And you don't know how many people are like going to be up. I think they actually said it was like 30 people. And and then you're in the room and then you meet and then you speak to Netflix, the producers, and then you have to do a test run to see how you speak to this
to the
screen,
circle. Yeah,
right. And that was it. And
get an inside look, everyone. This is what happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Yo, he's too good. Let's save him for season two instead of one."
That's what we're hoping for here. I want to see you. That'd be amazing.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Well, one last thing on Adam. Did you guys like his tactic of flirting with all the ladies?
No, it's tired.
I feel like
thirsty.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't like it either. I'm like, this is not because who else was doing it? Miranda did it.
Yeah, Antonio did it.
Antonio did it, and then Adam did it, but it was so fake.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Rebecca was like the worst person to want to date with. The worst.
Yeah.
I would have gone with Sammy. Rebecca's like, she's
for
like,
sure,
I cried over the teddy bear you sent me.
Girl,
why are you crying?
You
don't even know him.
There you go. I'm like, why are you crying over stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Get it together.
She's like, are you gonna make my heart stop? Oh my god, she was so much. If I was a guy and I went on a date with her, I'd be like, okay, I'm not going out with you again. Yeah. You're way too much.
Yeah.
There are some girls like that.
Is this real though?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I swear to you.
Yeah.
That they come off way too strong.
They're like they're like really sensitive and really just like, oh, I just want to like be with you all the time.
I'm like, I just need my personal
I'm like,
space.
Yo, can you just give me a second? Like, I enjoy
I don't even
time
know your last
you.
Name. What are you talking about?
That is wild.
I just met you last night.
You know, one thing I thought was interesting, too, was Sammy's response to Adam's flirtation. Sammy has, like, some of the best reactions, I think, on the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sent her some type of message, and her reaction was,
oh, yeah, he was trying to be, like, charming and cute. She was like, this is disgusting. I would have done the same thing.
Right? I thought that was so funny and, like, such a natural reaction. Because you see, like, those thirst messages all the time, and, like, that's always my first. I'm like, who does this? So I was like, I'm so glad you reacted that way, Sammy.
Yeah, it's easier to just, like, have a normal, chill condo.
Exactly.
If you're trying too hard to impress, I'm going to ignore you.
Yeah, you get some thumbs down for that.
Yeah,
for
I don't
sure.
want that. That's not the vibe.
Nah.
Nope.
Well, before we move on to our next topic, yep. Ricky has a very special announcement for everybody.
I do. We just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And without you lovely people, there would be no us. So if you are listening to this or watching this or whatever it is that you're doing, that you're able to communicate with us, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please do not remember to rate us 5 stars, like, comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and from the bottom of our hearts, we love you.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do. We also have the live chat going. Feel free to jump in on the conversation. There's so much to talk about, so let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised by how much of a comeback Shubi made from his first episode?
No.
No.
Zero.
Me neither.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
He's a stud.
He's amazing.
I don't know what it is about
the Shubs.
We love him. Like he's such just like an innocent, like real approachable kind of dude. Like look at that face.
His face is like, wait a minute.
I can hear his voice as we are talking.
Isn't he? He's just dope. I love that he was genuinely like Phoenix from the ashes, because he was in 8th place the first ranking, and then he's just shot up so many times. He's such like an inspiring person, and like it goes to go what you said, to go back to what you said, Ricky. It just proves that when you are yourself, it takes you so much further. And absolutely. I feel like of all the contestants, Shubi has been himself, and I hope it pays off in the future for him.
I want to know how many Instagram followers he has now.
I think it's like 53,000 now.
Oh, wow,
53.
You see people be yourself. I love it. Well, by the end of episode 7, he has now been an influencer 3 times.
How wild is that?
That is
96,600 followers.
Look how happy go we follow are him. For him right now. We love you, Shub.
Yo, he posted a picture today. He got 30,675 likes.
That's awesome, man.
902 comments.
That's awesome, Shubs.
But it is going to drain your battery on your phone. You better turn off those notifications.
No, that's crazy. Because from the first episode, he was like, I'm going home today to totally just making a comeback.
Yeah.
I knew that would happen.
I hoped it would. I'm glad it did.
It gives me some hope in society that not everything is about, oh my God, I love him.
That's hilarious.
That not everything is about looks and, you know, making the perfect image on social media. So I thought that was really cool.
Good for him.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a really inspiring young man.
Were you guys surprised by the fact that he got the answer wrong in the trivia game? So they played a trivia game, just to remind you guys. And his topic was...
Was it the Nick Jonas thing?
No.
His was the Philadelphia.
Oh, yes, that's right. The bell.
I was blown away. I was very shocked he didn't get that. Yeah.
I know. I was like, how do you not...
Bruh, come on. It's like basic
You're
stuff.
A UCLA graduate. Come Let's on. Go.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it's funny because Bill, right? Bill and Sean were the ones who came in.
Mm-hmm.
They really both looked at his picture and was like, oh, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
Like, we want it on my team. Yeah. And then he totally got it wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's
I was kind of shocked that he didn't get that. Because it was so clear. It was like the Liberty Bell was one of the images that they use as a clue. I'm like, yo, where else is there a Liberty Bell?
Yeah.
Come on.
He's like, well, there's one in Washington, in D.C. But then there's, I'm like, wait, what?
There's not.
I'm
from D.C. There's not.
There's not.
Were you guys surprised that I think it was Chris, Joey, and I forget what other guy didn't know who the Jonas Brothers were? I thought, is this like not a world known like fact?
I gotta be honest, I didn't.
I didn't know his name was Kevin.
I thought Nick. I know Nick is one of them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, it's the most popular one that's missing to make it the question easy. I was shocked. Because I didn't know the answer to that question either, to be honest.
I didn't know the answer, but I know that there's three. I know what they all look like. I know it's Nick and Joe. I just never knew.
Could you name the... So what are the three?
Nick, Joe, and Kevin.
And Stephen. I'm just kidding.
No, it's fair.
They did say it was Stephen. I'm surprised Chris didn't know, but he's like, this is like out of my age range.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess. I just thought everyone...
I thought Chris would know too. Yeah.
He's amazing. I love him.
Chris is hilarious.
He's so awesome.
Are you guys surprised that everyone is catching on to Rebecca? So last episode, I know you weren't here, Ricky really believes that like Rebecca is playing like the role of a girl really well. I'm like, there's no way.
I don't know. I think that in the early episodes, I definitely think that Rebecca solidified herself as like the shy girl who's like, you know, I'm just here just to be here and get the experience. But I have to say that, like, I think he's putting it on a little too a little too much. Seaburn. I think Seaburn's doing a little too much in playing Rebecca. And it's becoming to me like a little bit unbelievable.
But in the beginning stages, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
Something has to play along for a longer period of time in order for you to tell. Like, I think he was, I honestly believed him. I thought he was doing such a good job with as the game got longer, and if he's still here, I thought at this point, I thought he was playing it perfectly. I don't know. That's
for me.
That's
the,
my opinion.
The sinker moment was when they were having the group chat about menstruation.
Oh yes, that's like, the part that killed me.
The left side.
And like in my, you know, like I'll be honest, I like didn't quite understand everything that was in conversation, but. You even that I'm like, why would one side of your body hurt? And all the girls are like, oh, that's crazy. That's never happened to me. I'm like, oh, Seaburn, you done it. You done messed up right now. This is it. So I think that to me would have been the first instinct because all the other girls are like, oh, I've never heard that before. What are you talking about? Just your left side? Never, not me. So I think that was the moment for me that really solidified him of being like, bro.
Aside from not knowing that Chris was gay.
Oh, that part too.
How do you not know that Chris is gay?
Yo, and I love Sammy's response here. Baby girl, he's gay.
This makes me wonder what Rebecca, his girlfriend, is like in person. I'm assuming, like, he's kind of trying to be like her.
I think so.
But it's like, I don't know. Even if this is really how she is, like, that seems a little over the top. Like, she seems like a very gentle, a little naive person. And it's like, you're in your 20s now. We should definitely know a little more about life, you know? Yeah. I feel like she never really says anything that's, like, kind of, like, risky, ever. Yeah.
She plays, you know, Rebecca as the character. She plays it very safe. I think that's one of the strong suits is that she doesn't make waves. She's kind of friends with everybody. So I think that is a great tactic. I do appreciate the fact that Seaburn has Rebecca on, but not as, like, a sex symbol. Because I feel like we were talking that whole, like, flirting thing, it can be played out. I'm glad that Rebecca came in and wasn't like the flirtatious girl who was trying to like get with everybody. So I can appreciate that because like all girls aren't like that, and I'm glad that he represented a different side of like the female being and not being this like sex symbol,
right?
But I mean I think that the role he's playing, he is doing it, but to me it's like, come on, bro. Like,
imagine he did like pimp her out though.
Yo,
pimping out your girl. That'd be
we would have you have a little talk when you got back. I mean, he will be 100k richer if he wins, but
I forgive you. You can be half. You can be half. We good. We Gucci. I feel like what really helps Rebecca out throughout the show is the fact that Shuby's on her side. So now that Shuby's at the top, no one wants to mess with Shuby, okay? Nah. You want Shuby on your side. And if you take Rebecca down, you're now, like, starting trouble with Shuby.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a smart idea. Girl. Yeah.
I don't get how he doesn't see through that, though. Is he that much of a nice person? Because everyone else now has seen it. Everyone.
Yeah.
But him.
Well, he's naive a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a little naive.
Oh, Shuby.
So I wonder why we like Shuby's naivete and not Rebecca's. That's interesting.
Because Shuby's real.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at that arc right there.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. Good job.
So maybe we had maybe if we had the real Rebecca, we would actually like her.
Maybe.
I think her boyfriend has like a misconstrued idea of like what it is to really be a girl.
She wouldn't say, oh my God, every time I'm menstruating, like the left side of me just cramps up.
I'm going to hop in quickly, too. This is Jeff on the Booth. I produced the show. I've watched the show a little bit, and the thing I noticed with Seaburn, too, he just overreacted to every single moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. He said absolutely for everything.
Yeah. I know. He'd be like, the circle has an alert. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
I feel like, he didn't do a good job portraying what he thought he was portraying.
Yeah.
That's one thing I noticed.
Definitely.
He was a bit extra.
Yeah.
Very extra. The episode where he's sitting on the floor, like, rubbing the makeup brush against his face.
So weird.
I was like, is this you trying to, like, connect to being a girl?
Are you coming out?
I'm like, bro, there are cameras everywhere. Yeah. We know we're going to see this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Maybe that was him trying to get in tune, you know?
I guess.
In tune with his girly side.
You know.
Anything else we would like to add about these couple of episodes? Or?
No, I think we just nailed it on. It was like a nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens next. Yeah. Before we get into any of that, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yep.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So in a bit of news and gossip, I was actually reading an article done by E! Entertainment in which the reporter was asking Antonio about his experience of being on the show. One of the things he said he took away from it was the interaction he had with Karen Mercedes, of all people.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. So he was super, super sympathetic to Karen's story. And he kind of went into a bit more detail saying how he really, really took to heart her words and that you really shouldn't judge a book by the cover. I personally didn't know how I felt about that in the beginning of the series with her making her rationale by choosing, you know, Mercedes. But he said that if anything he took away from the show, it was that, like, moving forward, he's really going to be more cognizant of the people that he sees and not to judge them by face value.
I love
that. I thought that was pretty cool. It's good to kind of take a good message away from the show. So
love it.
I thought that was pretty cool, little interesting news and gossip that I discovered on behind the scenes for
I
the
love
circle.
It. I feel like that's something for everyone to take in.
Right. It's something to take home in your back pocket.
Yeah, teach it to people.
Yeah, right.
I feel like we all do without really noticing, but that's a habit we definitely need to.
Well, human beings naturally judge people.
Yeah.
It's how
I try not to.
It's impossible. You see someone, you
it.
Immediately judge them from the minute, from the stuff that they're wearing, from how they look, from how they're carrying themselves. It's just a part of our nature. It's just, don't be an ass about it.
Yeah.
See, I do it. And when I see it's turning like not nice, I'm like, Carla, what you're doing is not nice.
Turn
Stop it.
Off.
It.
Yeah.
And I switch it into something nice because I'm like, no, I'm not giving myself those negative thoughts. You know,
don't
that's
do
not
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen yourselves kind of changing a bit more in terms after seeing the show?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Like in terms of like, as I was saying before, when I like type certain things to people or like even when I like look at people's Instagram profiles, I'm far less, because I'm like you said, it's human nature. I'm far less like judgy moving forward after seeing this show. So to me, I've learned a lot from watching
the
show.
Yeah, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Is that what you're saying?
No, it hasn't changed me.
No?
I'm never really, I mean, I'm on Instagram to, if I have something to post, and the minute I'm done with it, I'm off of it. Like, I don't look at people's stories. I don't scroll through the feed. Like, I could even show you my thing. You'll see a very small percentage of my time on the gram.
Is that you?
That's me.
Is that you?
So is that your small percentage?
What percentage of
if so the body fat there is probably 8. But that's me.
Can you put some clothes?
I was 138 pounds in the other shot. So if you go over to the next shot, so in that picture, I was doing a 5-month raw detox. I did a 12-day grape fest where I only ate grapes for 12 days. I was 138 pounds.
Wow.
I could literally feel every bone in my body. And then it took me 5 months to get back to where I am now.
Oh, you're my size. That's literally what I weigh. That's crazy.
I'm 168. I don't think you weigh 168
pounds. No, 138.
Pounds.
No, 138.
I was like, damn, you fucking packing it. What?
138.
Slim thick.
You're slim thick. You were real skinny fat.
No, the 138 part, that's crazy though. That's good. I love it. We need to be healthy.
Yeah. Healthy is the key to happiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's literally the cure to depression. I'm telling you.
I agree.
I'm such a happier person now that I've cleaned up the way I eat. I can't even explain it to you.
I'm day 3 of being amazing.
Oh,
with
yeah?
my eating.
Yeah?
I'm going to stick to it. We'll see how this goes.
I've been...
I support you.
I've been vegan for 6 years.
Nice, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh, so I'm doing this thing, a little off topic. We'll jump right back on topic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a vegetarian a couple days a week just for my gut.
Yeah.
I have a friend that does that too.
Yeah, and it's actually...
I'm a vegan 5 days.
It works. I mean...
I think it's hilarious.
No, it really... Like, your energy
course.
Levels go
of
up.
Of course.
I agree.
And it's easier than I thought it would be.
See?
All right. Well, let's trip into our special segment called Interpret This. So I'm going to put up a few emojis on the screen, and then you guys are going to tell me if someone sends these to you, what you think they are. So the first one is like I'll say what I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's like the confused look, like the you got me messed up a little bit, you know?
Oh, that's what you think?
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I think it is.
I think the first one is I'm under the influence of something.
I was just going to say that.
Like, I'm like, yo,
I'm really drunk.
I'm at a club. Come get me. I'm wasted. Like, to me, that's like, I use that at like 2 a.m.
I was just going to say, like,
okay.
When I was drinking, I would have used that as like, I'm really drunk, but it's like flirtatious way of like saying, come to the club, or like, come over here because I'm really drunk and I'm like blushing because I've had too much to drink. I would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you noticed the blushing on these emojis.
Yeah.
I always miss that.
I realized that last time for the last show when I watched you guys with the hands. Yeah, I never realized it was blushing either until you pointed it out. Yeah.
Maybe people have been flirting with me and I don't even know.
I know, yeah.
Wow. Lost cause. The second one for me, I think it's, for me, that's the lit one. Like, I'm lit.
Oh, wow. Lit.
Yeah, lit. Like, my tongue is out. I'm a little cider. Yeah.
Wada! See, that's what I think that one is. To me, that's like a stupid, like, I'm annoying you. What are you doing? Let me in. I'm outside. Like, to me, that's like a crazy, funny, in jest kind of thing.
I agree. It's just something that's very just goofy. Like, if I say something and it's kind of like a joke, I'll put that at the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm just playing. Like, yeah. It's not serious.
I feel like, too, it's a good way to get out of something. If you say something serious,
yeah.
and you're like, oh, crap, I need to get out of this. Emoji.
Yeah.
So I'd send that one, too, like, as a fail-safe to get out of it.
All right.
I wonder what the third one is.
The third
this
one?
This is a hard one.
To me, it's just like, I'm not about this right now. I'm not mad. I'm just, like, bummed.
You're not mad.
Oh, this one, to me, still requires a clap. You got me up. That's what that means to me. Like,
yeah.
You got the right one at the wrong time.
So that could I've used that a numerous amounts of times for a couple of situations. Like, it's either I am frustrated or I'm really angry.
Okay.
But 99% of the time, it's just me being very frustrated. The angry one is like
the red one.
The
for
red
me.
One.
Like you better
or
run.
The mind blown. Yeah, okay. I'm freaking pissed.
Yeah.
But the. That is just me like, just being frustrated.
This
like,
is like an 8.5 out of 10 for you.
I would
not
say
quite
it's like
10.
It's like a 6.
Yeah.
Seven.
6 in terms of the or a piss level.
Yeah.
Piss
like,
level.
I'm not mad yet, but you're getting me there.
Okay. But you're getting me there.
I guess I go from 0 to 10 in like no time flat because to me, that's like.
I'm not getting you mad then.
Yeah. I'm not the one.
Well, before we wrap up this show, I want to know who you think the winner is going to be.
Okay.
Go right ahead, James.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, go first.
All right. So my prediction of who will win will be Sammy.
Okay.
I like Sammy a lot. I feel like she's real. She's fine. She's from the East Coast, too. She's from Miami. I'm from D.C. So, you know, I feel like I'm like hitting on her right now. I'm not meaning to. She,
are you single? Because yeah. We can at her.
I mean, yo, Sammy, squall at your boy. No, but I think Sammy plays the game really well. I feel like she has pretty good camaraderie with most people. She doesn't make too many waves. She stands her ground when she needs to. So, yeah, I feel like she has longevity. So my vote is for Miss Sammy.
What about you?
My vote is for Joey. And I actually have the proof here. Monday of last week, not this week, I actually, because I'm in chats with him, and I actually told him at 4:09 p.m., I said to him, honestly, you are the winner.
Yeah.
So let's see if that comes true. See?
Yeah, I can stand by that as it is indeed what it says.
See?
Mine is Shuby from the beginning.
Yeah.
I feel like for anyone to vote against him, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, he's just impossible not to like.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and see what happens for the next few episodes. Until then, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at Ricky Vitucci on all social media platforms.
And you can find me at Terrell James Maple, TerrellJamesMaple on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla Alcontreras and Twitter at Carla_C. See you soon, everyone.
Peace.
See you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.